He made that come when you want him. Won't the Lord be on right?
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, this is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
How many come for a word?
Amen.
How many need a word?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. For a few minutes today, I'll tell you, Sister Connie Johnson, I'm going to get you a chair up here by this altar, so you can stay praying for us.
Amen.
I tell you, just reached up to the throne of grace.
Yeah, yeah.
Then took all of us with you. Go ahead, girl.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
But today, for a few minutes, I want to focus on obedience.
All right. All right.
Everybody say obedience.
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 We can never escape the fact that God wants our obedience.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Because when you're talking about worship, you're talking about magnifying the name of God, just start being obedient.
Amen. Yeah.
And boy, you talk about it. And in response, you talking about God doing some great things.
Oh, yes, amen.
How many know God will do great things?
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all said that like God. Like God ain't did nothing for y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
How many know God will do great things?
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about
great.
Disappear. Yes, Lord.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. But I'm talking about not just waking you up in the morning.
Come on. All right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about little everyday stuff.
All right.
But I'm talking about God doing some amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Beyond your imagination.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you got to get it in your mind,
all right,
and heart, that he wants your obedience.
All right.
Not half-hearted obedience.
My mind.
But God wants your full obedience.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to share a few things with you. I was talking with in Bible study. He was talking, I believe, about some things that the church is supposed to be teaching.
Amen.
And things that as leaders you're supposed to be helping to teach others that come through the door.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
That's
you know?
Right.
I teach you, you take it, you teach them, and they take it, and they help teach others. Amen. Amen. We got to get in the business of teaching.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not just about learning a bunch of scriptures.
That's right.
Amen. There's more to it than that.
That's right.
And reading and digesting all of that scripture. God wants your obedience.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said it's not enough just to know.
Huh.
But he that hears my word and obey them.
Uh-huh.
That's what Jesus said.
Yes.
He is like a man that built his house upon a rock. Uh-huh. That means a firm foundation.
Reverend.
Amen. You building on a foundation that's unshakable.
Yes.
A foundation that can stand the storm.
All right.
Stand the test. I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Build that kind of house, then just don't hear the word, but take what you hear, and then you become obedient. Amen. Apply it. Walk in it. Do it.
That's right.
Sister Orange, you just look so good sitting back there. Yes, you do. Look at that smile. Oh, I wish I had my camera. I'll take a camera shot right now. Yes, I would. But one of the challenges, and I'm going to start here, in Malachi 3:10, tells us, asks us the question, will a man rob God? Yet thou hast robbed me, and you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes, in offering. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, said the Lord. And prove me now herewith, that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that you will not have room to receive. A lot of folks don't like for us to talk about money, but can I tell you, money is important. It's important, amen. And just like you need money, the church needs money too. Ministry costs money.
That's right.
Some people don't work for free. Some serve. Some stuff you got to pay for.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I thank God for those that are faithful. But let me tell you, for those that are cheat, I want to say you're cheating yourself out of blessing.
That's right.
You're robbing yourself.
Yeah.
Out of blessings. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
He tells us bring the tithes. And tithing is an act of faith. Amen. It is a demonstration of faith. Amen. That you really believe God and that you trust God to supply all of your needs. That God will do just what he said in his word. He says, bring ye the tithes into the storehouse. Amen. No ifs, ands, or questions about it. He didn't say 0.5.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say half.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say 50 cents. Amen. He said, bring the tithes into the storehouse. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
Can I tell you the tithe belongs to God?
Amen.
Amen. Off the top, the tithe belongs to God. But your blessing, somebody shout blessing.
Blessing.
How many of y'all really want a blessing?
Oh, yes.
Your blessing comes when you learn how to give.
Uh-huh.
Somebody say give.
Yeah.
Don't y'all know God loves a cheerful giver?
Yeah.
Amen. They say the word teaches us not to give grudgingly, nor of necessity. But God loves a cheerful giver.
That's right.
Amen. And the thing about you determine how much you're going to give.
That's right. That's
The tithing have already been established.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I hope I'm helping somebody this morning.
Amen.
The tithing have already been established. Now, when it comes to the offering, you decide that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. But can I tell you, you reap what you sow.
Uh-huh.
If you only sow $2.
Not much.
Guess what's coming back?
You all right?
Thank you. But you determine that. You got to learn how to be obedient. And you got to learn how to obey God. And when you be obedient and obey God, God does wonderful things for you in your life. God says, now, prove me now. In other words, try me and I'll show you. And can I tell you, God's not going to let you outgive him.
Amen.
It ain't going to happen. A God that owns everything. The silver and gold is his.
Amen.
The cattle upon 1,000 hills is his.
Amen.
You think he gonna let you outgive him?
No, sir.
Ain't gonna happen.
That's right.
God says, I will open the windows of heaven, pour you out blessings.
That's right.
You won't have room to receive. Anybody been blessed like that?
Yes, all right. Amen.
Now the challenge, but with it is this: when God's words come, you can rest assured the devil is close behind.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
He comes to steal the very seed that God has sown in your heart. The first thing he's going to tell you is, you can't afford to do that.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know you got all these bills over here to pay.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You got a house note, car note, boyfriend note, girlfriend note. Oh my goodness. But the devil will come and he will make you believe that you don't have to obey God to get what God wants you to have. But I stopped by today to tell you the devil is a liar. You got to obey him. I remember God had, when God made man and put him in the garden, God gave him everything. Somebody shout everything.
Everything.
Every tree you can eat of.
Yes, sir. Every tree.
Except that. That one.
That one tree.
And the devil come along. Made them believe that God had lied to them. That they didn't have to obey God. Can I tell you, the devil is playing the same trick on a lot of you. That you don't have to obey God. That you can take shortcuts. And that you can do this and you can do that. And it's all right. Look at somebody and tell them it ain't all right. You don't know the kind of blessings that God will place in your life when you submit yourself and begin to obey God. Look at somebody sitting next to you and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
A neighbor.
Obey.
Obedience.
Obey.